Trent Sutton's got a couple in their truck. Ida Long.
That looks a winnable race from on paper today.
Which one is your best today, Trent?
I would say Ida Long.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
But Eidolon's kicked on strongly, and Eidolon goes on to score.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
All right, we are racing at Sandown today. We didn't have a winner yesterday. We had a second placing, but that's not first, and I like first, please, Adam.
Okay, so we'll get the we've got two trainers on today, so we'll get the information as quickly as possible from Tim Bailey, who is at Sandown for us this morning. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Adam.
Now, the question is going to be when the rain's going to come.
Good question. It was meant to come overnight.
Yes.
Obviously, we've got zero, and they're saying 3 to 8 millimetres late this afternoon into this evening, so hopefully it's after the last, but, gee, I mean, your guess is as good as mine, really. There's certainly nothing on the radar at the moment.
Meant to come overnight.
Yeah. It's. I mean, that must be really frustrating for you when you try to manage a track and you're thinking that something's going to happen. I mean, can you get water on the track this morning as a sort of a last gasp thing, or is it you're committed to what you've done overnight?
No, well, luckily with no horse training at Sandown, we cannot water overnight. So I sort of slept very lightly, hoping for rain on the roof, and woke up at 2:30 and looked at, we had zero, so I was in work at 3 o'clock
right.
Morning, splashing 4 millimetres around, because I sort of, we left it yesterday thinking, well, if we get 3 or 4 millimetres minimum overnight, the track will be spot on, and anyway, we got zero, and luckily we are in a position to stand out, I can put it on. So I've done that this morning, which basically means we'll put on 10 millimetres the last 24 hours.
Right, so what are the numbers as it stands at the moment?
Right, so on a good 4 with the rail out 5 metres after being true last week, and the going stick is 9.0 and a shear of 10.6.
All right, and rail for today?
Yeah, rail's at 5 metres.
Rail's at 5 metres. All right, terrific, Tim. Go home and get some sleep.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Tim Bailey, track manager at Sandown, another failure for the Bureau. Let's get to Dave Eustace, who's with us as part of the Mayor Eustace Training Combination, the best in the business. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are well, mate. We are well. Nice to have you with us. You've got four going around today. Race 2, number 6, videos, trying to back up that impressive maiden victory at Horsham 38 days ago. Bit of a freshen up. How's video looking?
Yeah, he's very well. We were keen to run him on Cramber and Cup Day, but the weather didn't really allow us to do that. We think he's the top of the ground horse, so he's had a jump out in between. He's really come on from that win at Horsham, which you'll need to do, but very happy with him. I think he'll run really well.
That's race 2, number 6. Race 5, number 3, Paldoro, is first up today. Now, 6 starts, 1 win, 3 placings, so pretty decent conveyance. What are you hoping for today?
Yeah, he's had a nice break. He was gelded. We've given him a bit of time. He's the half the junior fell, and who only improved with age, so his horse is no different, and he looks to have come up really well. So, expect him to run well fresh, but will improve throughout the prep as well.
All right, that's race 5, number 3. Race 6, number 1 and number 5, you've got Yanacocha, is it? Yanacocha and Galactic Express?
Yeah, the two of them would have each-way chances. It's not a strong race for the grade and the prize money, so, each-way chances.
All right, and then race 7, number 1 is your last one. Tanker, who's coming off a last start victory, looking to back that up today.
Yeah, he won very well the other day, and trained on really nicely. He couldn't fault him. We wouldn't normally run him back quite as quick, but he's just bounced through that win, and he's in really good heart, so he'd have a good chance.
Which one would be your best, Dave?
I'll side with video. I'll go with video with Tanker. Tanker would have a very good chance as well.
All right, so race 2, number 6, video, our best for the Mayor Eustace Yard. Good luck, we appreciate it.
Okay, cheers.
That's $7 too, just by the way. That's $7, if you don't mind. Enver Justifovic's got one for us. In fact, he's got two running. Let's see if he can get a winner for us. Enver, good morning.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
We are well, mate. Nice to have you with us. Now, you've got some late activity program for us today. Race 7, number 6, Hello Broadcast, owned by all the great callers across Victoria, is back in action after a Cup Carnival appearance. What can Hello Broadcast do for us?
Well, they don't do him any favours with the barriers. Barrier draws, I think, the last 3 times he's drawn quite wide. So it depends on how the track's playing. Unfortunately, it seems to favour on paces. So we're going to need a lot of luck from out there. But the horse is well, and just going to need a good ride by Mick D.
All right, that's race 7, number 6, Hello Broadcast. And race 8, number 7, Obi, is drawn wide as well. First up today, what can you tell us?
The horse has come back really well. He's just a bit of a gay deceiver, isn't he? He loves running places and that, but so he's going to need a lot of luck from that draw too. He'll probably go back and finish off. So he's a genuine place chance.
Right. What would you do with Medulla, Enver?
I'd probably just go all up the place on both of them today.
All up the place, race 7, number 6, and race 8, number 7. We'll do that. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
Thanks, fellas.
Sherelle's going to join us after this.